every business can use video in some way. And I think the biggest reason it's important is because if you are a business owner, you won't get the opportunity to talk to every single one of your prospects and make an individual connection with every single one of them. And so the reason the video is so special is because it's the best way to create what feels like that meeting in person connection with your prospects.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo, joined by Polish Peter, my co-host. What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Looking forward to this episode because we got someone familiar face that we've been, I've known this woman for a long time. And I've actually, first and foremost, I'm not sure how she got on this podcast, but since she's here, let's have a conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So guys, we're listen. This is a really important episode. Now, I got to let you know, like, you know, you may have noticed this, but the amount of people and guests we have featured on the Life in a Show podcast has diminished greatly because we've become much more selective as to who and why we have guests on the show. And we want this to be something that's really valuable for you, something that you can apply to your life or business and has a real tangible effect. And so we're going to talk about using video in your business on this episode. And we have Paula Mandarino on here. So Paula, in case many of you guys don't know her, was the head honcho kind of at Life in Air for, Paula, how long did you, were you working with, well, I mean, you're still working with Life in Air, but it's part-time now, like, but, and I want to tell that story as well, but like, when did you start with Life in Air? What year was that?
It was 2018. So it's, oh gosh, seven years almost. Yeah.
7 years. So Paula was a person holding down the fort. She was doing admin. She was the executive kind of function of the business and kind of really handling customer service, customer success, doing events, all kinds of stuff. She was really doing tons behind the scenes. And this cool thing happens in Life in Air, which is people like put their vision together, like is which what we teach people to do. And we kind of have this issue where people will put their, and I love this issue, by the way, where people put their vision together and they decide to go into their own business because they're like, hey, this is part of my vision. And they spread those wings and jump out of the Life in Air nest and do their own thing. And Paula has done that. And she's still doing some side stuff for us and helping us with video because this is her expertise. She's amazing. And so in this video, we're going to talk about like, why is this important in your business and what kind of tangible difference should you really give consideration to and why you need to incorporate this in everything you do, whether it's customer testimonials, whether it's highlights, whether it's like featuring your offer or whatever. We're going to get all into that in a minute here. So I'm super excited, man.
Bring it.
All right, Paul. So tell us like, first of all, like, how did you even get involved in video and develop these skills? And by the way, you have a very special skill set I want people to know about as well in regards to movies. We'll talk about that too. But like, where did this whole thing for video start?
Yeah, so I've always been a creative. When I was growing up, I remember I used to stay up really late and make animations on PowerPoint because I didn't have access to a video software. And I think between, you know, having opportunities at school to do projects where I could experiment a little bit with things like animation, and then I was doing a lot of writing in high school as well. And those things just, it felt like it really went hand in hand. I found that I really, really liked to tell stories and it was something that I was really good at. But yeah, I started noticing that everywhere I went, there were stories and I saw how powerful those stories were. So I just got really interested in storytelling. I went into writing in college. That was initially what I thought I was going to do. But I kept running into people who, when I told them I wanted to be a writer, said, oh, you're going to be a teacher, right? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be a teacher. And it just felt like something I wasn't called to do. I really, really wanted to be behind the scenes telling stories. And I had a friend who mentioned to me that she was studying communications. And in the communication department at the school I went to, they had a really heavy video broadcasting department. And so I wound up getting plugged in there. And this department thankfully allowed a lot of hands-on experience. So I got to produce and direct my own TV show in college. And it just like, it set me off with a lot of experience in college so that when I graduated, I had already done some of the things that I needed to know how to do when I graduated. And so I think having gotten to do it in college and getting the experience and knowing like this is what I want to do, I knew that it was meant for me. I knew I was meant to do video. So that's how I got started in video.
So I'll tell you, and I remember when we first hired you, your video was one of the things that we were so impressed by, because like just for a little side note here, for people that are, when you're hiring people, like we make Life and Air people jump through a ton of hoops, and Paula has jumped through these hoops, and we had one of the a video submission as one of these steps, and she just like this incredible video where she came across like awesome, like it was like edit, like I'm like, wow, like this woman put some time into this, and like she's really good at this, and this is a skill we also need. And so that was something that caught our eye certainly early on. And then
it was like a cinematic trailer that she did.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like once upon a time there was a woman. Yeah. Right. Yeah, she had the overdubs. That'd be awesome, dude.
I wish. I kind of want to go back and do it that way.
Right. So talk to us like so this video perspective didn't start from business, but rather it sounds like this creative bent that you had combined with a storytelling narrative, which is so important, right? And I think people overlook the storytelling component in business quite a bit. And you've been able to capture that in video. And so let's kind of get into this as from a business perspective. Like, and I know you work with a lot of businesses and stuff, but like, tell us like why people need video and why is it so important and people should consider incorporating this into their own business?
First off, I think that every business can use video in some way. Even if you don't see yourself as, you know, the face of your business or the idea of being in front of being on camera feels uncomfortable, it doesn't have to be you. So there's definitely ways that every business can use video. And I think the biggest reason it's important is because if you are a business owner, you won't get the opportunity to talk to every single one of your prospects and make an individual connection with every single one of them and highlight all the things that make your business special. It's impossible to do that because you'd have to be able to flag down everyone that visits your website, everybody that looks you up on Google, everybody that lands on your Facebook page, everybody that sees your billboard or your whatever your advertising is, or people that hear about you. You'd have to be able to somehow reach those people and connect with them on a sort of personal level, and it's impossible. And so the reason the video is so special is because it's the best way to create what feels like that meeting in person connection with your prospects. And there's other really powerful ways to do that. Obviously, writing is very powerful. Images are powerful. Your website copy is really important. So there's tons of very important things in marketing. But video is the best way to create what feels like a real in-person connection. And it works even if you're not the one in the video. If you were to have a video made about your business and what makes it special, you can give somebody an idea of why you stand out in just a minute. And the other thing is people are really drawn to video. You'll find that on social media, the videos are getting much more attention than like images or text posts. So video is something that people are just very interested in, probably because it feels like an in-person connection. So you can utilize it in so many different ways, which we can probably get into at some point.
You know, I think you said a lot there. I think it's really valid because you can get a feel for someone's kind of personality a little bit in their voice by what they write. But when you see them talk or when you see a visual representation of the person, like how many times have you like, you know, and Peter, we've heard this from people approaching us. They're like, oh man, I feel like I know you guys from watching you guys on these videos or whatever. And like, so, but to your point, it doesn't have to be you, but I think there is something that feels it's a close approximation to being, to be able to do it live. It's probably the closest you can get because like it's, you know, you can really talk to someone directly and you can address things and it feels very like tangible.
Yeah, I do hear people saying when, you know, that at the events where they come up, they do say, you know, I thought Vojo was going to be taller, but outside of that, I mean, but listen, on the serious side of things, I think empathy comes across, right? Your emotions come across or, you know, disposition and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's what people connect with, right? they don't connect with so much of the brand, but they connect with the people. And I think the video allows for that to come across. It'll be interesting to see how it's going to come across now with the whole AI coming into the play and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think that's one of the biggest reasons right there.
So talk to me about, Paul, talk to me about like some of the ways that businesses can use video. Like what are some of the ways, you know, because I mean, some people might just think of like educational content, or some people might think about testimonials, but like, give us some ideas of how, you know, businesses can start to like incorporate this into their own, you know, company.
Yeah, I think it's really going to depend on your industry and what your goals are in marketing. But a few things that many, many businesses can use is one, like a brand awareness video. Basically, you're looking at like a minute long video, maybe 2 minutes. It's kind of like a highlight video that you can use on your website that basically showcases, this is who we are, or this is who I am as an owner. This is what my business is. Something that basically tells your story about what makes your business unique. That's a really, really powerful one because you can put it on your website. It can be one of the first things that people see when they look you up. You can also occasionally put it out on social media. So it can have many purposes. And it's something that if you were to go down the road of making a video like that or hiring somebody to make a video like that for you, you could be using it for years. So that's a really, really popular one that I would definitely recommend a lot of business owners look into. Another thing you can do, and you kind of mentioned it, Wojo, is like educational content or really just social media content in general. So if you're looking to use social media to get like a bigger following and get more people hearing about you that way, it's good to post video regularly. And you can do education. So if you have any information that your prospects would be asking you as an expert, those are good things to do little less than a minute long snippets on for social media. And those are things that if you're not sure what kind of education you like, you wouldn't even know where to begin with that. If you were to work with a videographer or a social media expert that has a video person on their team, they could help you figure out how to approach that, like what to say, how to set up your at-home studio setup to get those videos as to the quality that you'd want them at. And so they can kind of coach you through how to do that. Somebody may be concerned about, well, I don't know if I want to share all of my education because will they want to hire me if I share my education? And it's you'll find that if you provide your prospects with a little bit of education, they'll be thinking of you when they have more questions in the future, and it won't hurt them hiring you. They'll still be interested in working with you even if you do provide some education for you. And it also helps build a good connection with your prospects where they learn to trust you because you've got a lot of expertise for them and they get to know you through your videos. It's like a parasocial relationship. They're kind of getting to know you that way. And it will strengthen your connection with your prospects, and they're most likely going to be more likely to hire you in the future. Another thing you can use social media video for is, and this will kind of be business specific, but if you have things you kind of want to showcase that you're doing in your business. So for instance, if you own like a cleaning service, you may want to show like, hey, we cleaned up this this corporate building. Here's our before and after. So you can use video for things like that. I know it's really, really popular in real estate with doing walkthrough videos. So there's all kinds of things you can do, basically showing like, this is us in action. This is our business, our team in action. So it doesn't have to be education. It could also be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm talking a lot, but one more really, really big one, and this is one of my favorite things to encourage business owners to do, is to get client testimonials. So you want to capture video of your happy clients talking about their experience with you. And we can get more into like production quality if you guys want to talk about that. But these don't have to be very high quality. You don't have to invest a bunch of equipment into them. You certainly can if you're going for that. But if you have a page on your website like full of client testimonials of people sharing what they what they experience working with you, it's really going to help people that are looking to hire you see what they could experience and what they could benefit from if they were to work with you. And it really builds that credibility. So those are really, really important. I would highly encourage people to consider doing those.
Man, there's a lot there. And I think they're all super valuable. And, you know, as you're talking, like I'm thinking of some people, for instance, even within Life in Air, that I've seen some of their videos up where, you know, a guy with a window tinting company that we all know, one of our guys, he's like, hey, check out this, you know, nano specific, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the vernacular. He's like, and the reason why this is important and you don't want some cheap film on your window is da 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 da. And so he's kind of like showing the product. And he's giving you one of the things that you could ask your if you're going to go screening window tint companies, hey, are you using this nano protected because of whatever? And like, and you can do that. Or we got a guy who has his, you know, his yacht management company, and he could have a video out from a yacht and be looking around. Hey, this looks like fun. Guess what? We charter boats and you guys can come out here and enjoy the sun and the sand and the beach. And like, you know, there's so many opportunities to show the business in action, which is one thing I love that you said. I love the idea of a brand. Like, you know, when somebody, because I think video also differentiates yourself a lot from some of the competitors who have these, you know, and this is, for whatever reason it's like this, is like, if you go to a lot of websites, like there's not much personality there. It's bland. There's no real kind of like, anything attractive that kind of connects you with the business. I think video has the opportunity to really kind of like give you that level of connection and build that trust and the relationship. And by the way, I love what you said about educational content, because in that educational content, you can also answer questions that most likely your prospects have. And so by answering those questions, actually even giving them questions like, hey, here's eight things for instance, Paula, with you. Hey, here's eight things, and I'm making this up, but here's eight things to ask your video editor to make sure you're getting the best, or your video filmer, or I don't know what all the terms are. Like, this is before you hire somebody to do your video, here's eight questions to ask them. Like, and you are showing your expertise. You're building trust, and then they're like, yeah, like, why wouldn't I just go with this person who like already has taught me these important things, already has demonstrated proficiency, like they're the expert. Like, why would I try and reinvent the wheel? So you could answer a lot of questions there. And then lastly, you know, the testimonials. Yeah, of course, the success stories, like that's gold to capture that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the educational videos, I think what ends up happening is builds trust with that person, right? Think about this. If you're watching a video, someone is sharing like some of those quote unquote secrets or sharing educational stuff with you, you start to think for yourself, okay, this guy helped me out. I got a nugget from this.
Yeah.
And in the future, if I'm looking to learn something more about this, what's the first thing I'm going to think about? I wonder if this guy shot another video for that particular thing, right? For this nugget, you know? And I will tell you this, it happens more often than anything that helps you build that credibility in their mind's eye, that then when they finally come to reach out to you, there is a stronger connection. And you've built the rapport, I think, through those videos before you actually talk to them in person. And I think that's a huge thing right there.
Well, dude, and also think about it this way. Like, you've also made, not only have you built trust, but you've also probably made it a whole lot easier because they no longer have all those questions for you because you already answered them. They're like, hey, which film are you using? What's your frame rate? Which resolution? What's your like whatever the questions are, like, you know, you've already answered them. So like half of that conversation has already been taken care of.
Right.
And so now, which is cool because now they can ask next level questions that, you know, shows a little degree of sophistication, which is kind of who you want to work with anyway. Like, you don't necessarily, you know, sometimes the people who you have to educate and show the importance of video and explain to them the basics, those are a little bit harder to work with because they have to be brought up to speed. And now you've already brought people up to speed. So you're making it easier for them to do business with you. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, we want to make sure you're aware of a very special resource that is free for you. It's an on-demand training, a virtual online training that we created on the four stages of financial prosperity. Peter, why is this important?
Well, if you've been stuck, if you haven't reached the goals that you want in both your personal life and your business life, it's probably because you're stuck in one of those stages. So think about it this way. I would encourage you to go listen to this and see what stage are you on and how you can level up to live the life that you truly want and have the business that you truly want.
This is as close as a guarantee as we can give you that if you follow these steps in order, you follow the process, you will achieve financial prosperity. You will achieve financial freedom as well as freedom with your calendar and your time. Go to lifeinair.com right now. You'll click on the Get More tab, or it might be called Free Resources. Click on that. You'll see the training. Log in, register, and enjoy the training. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
So I got a question for you, Paula. Because I think as a business owner, I'm thinking about it, okay, hiring a professional and all that kind of stuff. Is there a difference, or which one should I go with? Professional video, or looks like I just picked up the phone and I started shooting kind of like a more like real kind of thing? Does it make a difference? Like, does it mean that, you know, depends on the brand or who you are, or how do you see this? Professional, like looks like it's a cinematic trailer, or kind of off the cuff kind of a video?
That's a really, really good question. And it's going to depend on what you're looking to do. If you're trying to do a lot of social media content, especially if you're trying to do this, like our business in action type videos, a lot of people get very hung up with thinking, I don't have the quality I need to make videos. And so it kind of is like a roadblock for them and they wind up not doing it. Any video is definitely better than no video at all. So if you're going to go on site at your business and shoot something on your phone, that is going to be a lot better than not having anything. With social media, the biggest thing is the content itself rather than the quality of the content. Obviously, if you have good quality, that's even better. But the actual quality of the video that you captured is actually kind of a lower priority thing. Where it might be useful to like work with an expert on is how to edit that content together. So maybe you go on site at your business, you shoot a video and you work with an expert on, hey, how do I take this and make it most engaging on social media? But the quality is going to wind up being not as high priority as for those types of videos as actually making sure that the final content is really good content. As far as if you're going to do a brand awareness video, that's something that you would want to invest in a higher quality for. It certainly doesn't have to be, you don't have to go like find the largest production company in your city and drop tens of thousands of dollars on them. It doesn't have to be something like that, but you definitely would want to work with a professional videographer to capture high quality video, to get like maybe a really good interview of you or somebody on your team with like beautiful lighting, really high quality video, nice audio quality, and have it edited together in a way that tells your story really, really well and fits your brand really, really well. Because while you could do all those things on your own with your phone, like you as a business owner, I wouldn't advise that a business owner gets bogged down trying to figure out how to make the video look good when they could hire a videographer or video editor to do that side of things. So I would say for something like that, I would invest in. And as far as client testimonials go, a combination of both is probably good. If you have clients that you can call up and say, hey, can you just send me a video of you talking at your phone? Like take a selfie on your phone and tell me what you've experienced working with me. Mm. That's great. That is better than not having one at all. And on the flip side, if you get an opportunity where you've maybe hired a videographer and you get an opportunity to get some client testimonials in like, you know, really high production quality, that's great too. And if you have several different testimonials and they look like they were all shot at different times, I feel like that helps your credibility as well, because these aren't clients that you've sat, you know, six of them down at one time and you got a bunch of videos. Like these are clients that, you know, they're coming from all over the place. They're coming from different times. I think that could establish some credibility there as well, of like the different types of like how long you've been working and how many different people that you've worked with over the years. So
talk to me a little bit, you know, and I agree with you. Like if this isn't something that necessarily the business owner or somebody else should be really focused on themselves, but rather really this is one of the things that you should have somebody doing for you. But I also feel like, you know, speaking from my own experience before, like doing some stuff with you, like it's kind of intimidating. Like, how do I know who to get? Like, how do I, like, what are the questions I ask? Like, how do I evaluate like apples to apples? And like, how much should I expect to pay? Like, how much does this cost? Like, what are some of the questions that you frequently get from clients who are looking to work with you and you've heard?
The cost is part of it. That's something obviously a lot of people have questions about because it's valid. Like it's video can range so much in how much people are charging for it and how much a video can cost. So like I would advise people to maybe get quotes from a couple different people. And even to just kind of do some research on how much videographers in your area are charging, just to kind of get an idea of what's expected. And that way, you know, you'll find that if you find a videographer that's only charging like, you know, they're going to do a whole day production, they're going to shoot all day and they're going to give you a really nice edit and they're only going to charge you $300. That's probably not high enough quality. So that's one of those things that if it's the number's really, really low, it may be a warning sign there of like, maybe they don't quite know what they're doing. On the flip side, if you find you get a quote from someone and they're like, yeah, that video is going to be $15,000, probably good to get another quote as well to just kind of figure out where you're ballparking. And as far as when you're talking to a videographer, some big questions to ask. I think it would be good to figure out if they are interested in your business and figuring out what makes your business special. If you're kind of getting a sense from them that they're really like, hey, here's what I offer. That's what it is. You're probably not going to have that really good relationship with them where they can really extract what makes you special. And so you do want that good rapport with the videographer. So I think just asking them questions to gauge if they're interested in your business and what makes you special as a business, I think that's really useful. And then I would say just check out some of their past videos as well and see if you like what they've made. You can ask them if they've worked with any clients like you and if they have anything in your industry or similar industry that they could send you that they've done to give you an idea of like what your video will look like. So those are some big ones I would say to vet somebody.
So what I heard in there too is like, what questions are they asking you? Like, do they sound interested? Like, well, tell me like, what's the result you're looking for? Tell me about your clients or tell me what's the service you guys provide and what are you trying to convey or like what? And so what's their degree of like interest and intrigue in the services or products you provide is one thing. And then also, you know, I think it's probably also, you know, I'm thinking back to what you just said earlier about, you know, are they someone who has a good feel for, and you can assess this by their earlier videos, like you mentioned, but like, are they someone who has a good feel for story and how like, you know, cause, cause a video, one of the things I think that I think of being really valuable is like the emotion that comes across as a result of like, for instance, like somebody buys your product and their life is amazing. Like you want to capture that on video. And so somebody who can, that aspect of storytelling in video is also very important. Cause anybody can press record on a camera, but now, by the way, getting it to look good is a whole nother thing and there's skills there. But like to your point of like editing it for maximum kind of impact and knowing like how to move those frames around and how to kind of connect it all into a cohesive, like kind of like a, you know, plot almost, is really valuable too, which actually, by the way, is I wanted to, you know, give a little plug for you, which is amazing. Like you tell us about this movie stuff that you have going on.
Yeah. So, I have been working with a film production company, where I live and, they have been making movies for about 10 years now. They do Christian films. And their mission is to tell stories of life change for life change. And I've been working with them. I started as a camera operator years ago, and now I'm a director of photography, which basically means that I am the person that works with the director and the camera team to make sure that what the camera team is capturing is what the director is looking for. Wow. I do things like storyboarding and designing the shots. Every scene in the movies we've made, I have planned out these are the shots we're going to do and collaborate with the director on those. So,
that's so awesome.
Yeah, I love it. It's like 12-hour days on set and we all joke that like we're all crazy that we want to come back every day and keep doing that, but it's so much fun.
That's cool. That's super cool. Well, listen, like in this, listen, but that's one of those things I think that really set you apart from like just any other you know, videographer, because you have just this eye for things and how to really fit things together and how like this all could be kind of orchestrated and coordinated. So I think like that's an amazing skill.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I just got out of this little share, I think that's important when you're talking to a videographer to sort of work for you, is when, I don't know if you watched Paula talk about this whole experience of being director of photography and all that kind of stuff. Her face lit up. She's all excited. She's talking about it. So I think it's important. I don't know. I might be totally off, but I think it's important we're looking to hire a videographer that they have passion behind doing it, that they're excited about doing the video, that they're like, this is the coolest thing since sliced bread, you know, kind of thing. You need this. Like, that's how they'll show up, because I think that's the kind of effort they're going to put in there. If they're coming in and showing up like, okay, another 40-hour work day and work week, and I just got to get this thing out of there, you know, and it's almost, I don't think you're going to get the right quality. So I love that you found your passion, Paula, and be able to do this stuff for people. So go ahead.
Rodolfo. I just have, well, so a couple more things I'm thinking of. Like, so we covered a couple of questions. And by the way, Paula, I definitely want you to tell people how to get in touch with you for if they're interested in your services. And by the way, do most videographers like travel for this, or you have to find somebody local if you're going to work with somebody? Like, what does that typically look like?
Some videographers travel. If you find someone that you really want to work with and they're not local, they can certainly help you with things like giving you guidance on how to shoot things at home. And then they could edit that content for you. Okay. So they certainly don't have to be local. You'll find that your videographer is going to be spending a lot more time editing than they will shooting. So depending on how much content you need shot, you may be able to work with that person and they may travel to see you. So yeah, I would say if you find someone, okay, they don't have to be local.
So, and that actually, you kind of led into my next question, which is like, can you give us some tips for people that are like the DFYers? They're going to film their own video. They're not going to hire a videographer, but they're going to use a video editor. And by the way, speaking from experience, like, video editing is probably not what you want to do unless you're going to really make this your full-time gig, because there's a lot of nuances to it and a lot of technology and learning curve there. But as far as the filming, some people are gonna be like, hey, I'm going to do my own filming. Give us some tips. Is it really okay to use an iPhone? Can you get quality footage? Like, give us some like real tangible things that people can do for their own video, and then maybe they'll just have somebody like yourself do the video editing.
Yes. So if I think that a lot of what you want shot, you can shoot on your phone. Our phone qualities are, most people have 4K shooting on their phone now. So you certainly don't have to go out there and drop hundreds or thousands of dollars on a camera. I would highly advise people just use their phone. Some of the things that you may want to put a little bit of an investment in is making sure that you're capturing good audio. That doesn't have to be a massive thing. You can honestly go on Amazon and find good lapel mics or a podcast microphone. I could put some links in the show notes for some recommendations that I have of like good, affordable entry-level equipment that will definitely get the job done for you. So like a lapel mic, a podcast microphone, if you're going to do something at your desk. And then lighting is another thing that's important. I would say if you're going to record with your phone, if you're going to record out and about, I would just make sure that you have light on your face. And you don't have to be like looking at the sun, but you want to make sure that your face is visible. If that means like getting outside where there's some sun, if that means just turning on the overhead lights if you're in your house or if you're at your business, like if you're on site. Or you may want to invest in like a small light kit. Those are also, you could get some really affordable light kits. So those are the big things that I would look at getting, is something quality to record audio, and then making sure you get good lighting, whether that means like buying a small light kit or whether that means like getting somewhere where you have light. A lot of people like to use those ring lights. If you ever watching a YouTube video and you could see in their glasses ring, it's because they're using a ring light. And those are handy because you could just put them behind your recorder and it will just blast light at your face. And those are really good, like quick way to do lighting. But there's a lot of ways to do it that are really affordable. So I would focus there. And then one quick note about audio. If you have an opportunity to record a video and you're worried like, oh shoot, like I don't have good audio, like I'm trying to get a client testimonial and we're at a busy event and I don't have a microphone with me, I would encourage you to get it anyway, get the video anyway, and then you can use AI tools. There's a lot of really awesome ones that are, some of them are free, some of them are really affordable, where you can actually put the audio into the AI and it will extract like background music, it'll extract background noise. They're not magic, but they've come a really, really long way. So you can make audio that was captured on the fly with your phone sound good. So it won't be like high production quality, but it will be, you know, you'll be able to take that background music out, which is really good. And you'll be able to like hear their voice better. So that I would not let low production quality get in your way if you have an opportunity to capture something.
Got it. What's the website? What's one of the tools that I could use to, let's say, take out the background noise?
So two of my favorites, one of them, I believe you need a Adobe subscription for, but it's Adobe Podcast Speech Enhancer. So if you do need Adobe subscription for that and you don't have that, don't worry about that one. Another one is, it's spelled L-A-L-A-L-A-I, I believe. I'll link it in the show notes, but it's a bunch of L's and A's, and that one's really, really good. So that one, there is a small subscription, but you could pay like, you know, $20 or something like that per year and get like hundreds of minutes worth of audio that you can have the background extracted from. So that's a really good one.
Are there any audio AI tools that could maybe remove Polish accents? I'd be curious to see if like that would be pretty me.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, there is. So what's it called? It was Leonardo? Oh, no, it's 11 Labs. 11 Labs, you can go on there, and I've uploaded my voice in there and they can talk for me, or I can tweak it so my less of my accent is in there. Dude, so yeah, it's possible.
That's wild, man.
I was joking, but hey, you know what? I can make it sound more British, I guess, if you wanted me to, but...
Hello.
Yeah.
Dude, that's wild. Well, Paul, so anything else we're forgetting to ask about, like, cause like, listen, I want this episode to be really tangibly beneficial to people. Like, hey, how do I find people? Oh yeah. How do I find a videographer? Like, that's really a good question. Or a video editor.
A good place to start is if you know anybody that has a video on their website. So fellow business owners or any business networking that you do, I would just ask them like, hey, did you work with somebody? Did you like who you worked with? Because then you'll get to work with somebody that somebody else has you know, worked with and liked. And so that's a good place to go. You can also find people on LinkedIn or Facebook. I had somebody reach out to me recently that was looking for a cinematographer, and I honestly think she just went in LinkedIn and searched for cinematographers in my area and found me. And so you can have like a discovery call with a videographer or a video editor that way. So yeah, I would say those are good places to look. If you just Google videographers, you're probably going to find a big production company that's got like really good marketing. And not to say that those aren't great, but if you're a small business owner, you may wind up just finding somebody that has a smaller setup.
And so okay, and so a videographer is the person doing the video. The video editor, which is a different term, refers to the video editing itself. Sometimes videographers, I'm guessing, do both? Is that?
Yeah, a lot of times they do. Most of the time they do. Or okay. You might find a team of people where they've got a couple, it's a small business, they've got a couple people and somebody edits, somebody shoots. But yeah, you'll usually find both in one.
Okay, so we covered how to find them, questions to ask, how to do it yourself. Did we forget anything?
One thing that popped into my head that is really, really good to talk about, and I actually have a client that reminded me of this in working with him. You definitely want to ask a videographer, video editor about their deadlines, like their timeline for getting projects done. And you want to get a sense before you hire them that those deadlines are important. I unfortunately hear a lot of stories about videographers and video editors being like hard to get a hold of and late on projects. And so you want to talk with them about those expectations ahead of time. It's good for you to know as well, because if you're hoping to get a video shot and turned around in a couple of days, that may not be feasible. Some videographers will be able to do that, but it's good to talk about what those expectations are of deadlines, but also like get a feel for how important that is to them before you hire them, because you don't want to be in a situation where you've got a website launch coming up and you want this video done this time and weeks go by after that deadline and you still haven't gotten the video. So yeah, make sure to get a feel for how important that is to them before you hire.
Yeah, great, great catch. Well, listen, Paula, how do people get a hold of you, learn more about your company and your services?
Yeah, so you can look up figtreevideoproductions.com. That's my website. You can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm Paula Mandarino. So both of those places are good. Shoot me a message. On my website, you can book a discovery call with me. So either one of those, I'm happy to talk with you and see how I can help you out.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the Life Inner Show podcast, which, by the way, is for everybody knowing, like, Paula does the video editing for the Life Inner Show and the audio stuff for the podcast as well. So we're putting her to work in our stuff as well. Hope everybody has a great week. If you like this, please share it with somebody who maybe needs video in their own business and who could benefit from what we talked about. Otherwise, we'll see you next time, everyone. Take care.